This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. The Southeastern Conference announced yesterday it will accept the University of Missouri as its 14th member. In a unanimous vote by SEC presidents and chancellors, the conference voted Missouri in effective July 1, 2012. MU Athletic Director Mike Alden says the move will provide stability and more exposure to the university.
We think that it's important that we took a look at what is the footprint, what's it look like out there on the landscape as far as television contracts are concerned, and what type of exposure are you going to have? How long, again, are you going to be linked together?
With the departure of Missouri, the Big 12 Conference has now lost four universities in the past 16 months. Missouri will begin athletic competition in its new conference starting in the 2012-2013 academic year. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will change its approach to managing the Missouri River following a summer of record flooding that damaged or destroyed nearly 400 homes, led to millions of dollars in road repairs, and forced communities to scramble to build temporary levees. The Corps announced today that it will make the changes in the coming winter and spring. Those changes include getting as much water out of the river's basin's reservoir system as possible this fall and winter, as well as analyzing how much more reservoir space might be reserved to ease the flooding. The Corps says the change came in response to concerns voiced by residents during eight public meetings held recently in Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Montana, and North Dakota. Former U.S. Senator Kit Bond will be in the St. Louis suburb of Clayton tomorrow to announce the formation of a firm that will seek to help Missouri businesses find new markets abroad. The former Republican senator will be joined by Democratic St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley and others announcing details of his firm. Bond served more than 40 years in government, including two terms as Missouri governor and four terms in the Senate, before retiring in 2010. A volunteer group has returned nearly 3,000 photos to owners who lost them during the May tornado in Joplin. However, another 20,000 photos remain at the Lost Photos of Joplin repository in Carthage. Angela Walters, who founded the project on Facebook, says many of those 20,000 photos have been claimed by people who have not been able to get to Carthage to pick them up. Walters and other volunteers will be at the Joplin Public Library on Saturday to try and connect owners with their photos. The Joplin Globe reports that someone who can show they own specific photos will be given the originals at a later date. A lawsuit has been filed in federal court against the company responsible for a failed artificial sweetener factory in Moberly. Mamtec U.S. Inc. planned to employ several hundred people at the Central Missouri plant, and Moberly issued $39 million in bonds to pay for the project. But Mamtec missed a bond payment, and the plant is still under construction. Moberly has said it does not plan to pay off remaining bonds. UMB Bank, which is the trustee for the bonds, filed a lawsuit Friday against Mamtec U.S. Inc. and Mamtec International. UMB Bank alleged that the company breached agreements. It also requested that a receiver be appointed to handle remaining assets. There was a busy signal today at the phone number for Mamtec's offices in California. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.